It's time to talk about local food, and each Wednesday on the morning show, we meet the folks who produce food and other farm products on the land and in the gardens of northern Minnesota. This week, we're talking with Luke and Abby Schramm. Their farm is located between Pequot Lakes and Leader, and it's called B&B Farm Co. Luke and Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. Can you start by telling us what made you decide to start a farm?
Well, Abby was always kind of the animal lover, and I was just along for the trip, I guess you'd say. And we did start a farm before we went off-grid at another place. We lived right in Jenkins, Minnesota, pretty much, and we had a small farm there. So we started, and then slowly that kept expanding as we grew as a family and grew as farm animals and that type of thing. And eventually we needed more land, so then we moved to our current location, which is where we're at now.
Tell us about that land and where you're living.
We bought an 80-acre piece of property west of Pequot, and when we bought it, we fell in love with the location, but it's a little further off the beaten path than most places, and so we started trying to decide how we were going to put power back there because it was going to cost us a lot of money to plow power back to where the house was. So Luke started researching off-grid systems and solar systems, and he did most of the research as far as the off-grid part goes, but he ordered all the components basically online. And then as we were building the house, he built our own little power system next to it with solar panels and a generator and a battery bank. And the whole thing is off-grid, which is kind of fun. So we have cattle, we have goats, we raise pigs, chickens, and we have horses. It's all off-grid.
Yes, and, you know, with that off-grid power comes a whole lifestyle. Tell us about the lifestyle that you live and your house and your family.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you got to pay attention to. Like, our house looks pretty similar to a regular modern house. We've got, you know, a refrigerator and a stove and a washer and dryer and microwave and all of that stuff. But the water heater in the summertime is heated with propane. The stove is gas. The dryer is gas. So we had to switch those things over to gas just because they're major electric draws. But other than that, it looks pretty normal, other than the fact that we have to be really careful about making sure things are shut off and making sure that our major, energy loads are coming during times that are sunny, because our system can't really handle a whole lot when it's cloudy on days like today. So we try and make sure that we're careful about the energy that we use. And we, I don't wash laundry at the same time I'm vacuuming the house because it's a little too much for the system. So we're careful about that.
So you guys have a couple of boys. Do they like living on this farm?
Yeah, it's really fun. At the old house, we started gathering more and more animals. I've always had horses and chickens and stuff, but we started gathering more and more animals as the boys were babies because I wanted to have a source of fresh raw milk. So that's when we got the goats, and then that turned into a whole business on its own. But the springtime is when all the goats have their babies, and then we have the Jersey cows that we milk too, and they calve every year, and the boys think that's great. And then every spring we have chicks, and they're big helpers. They're 6 and 8 years old, and so every time we've got a new little baby on the farm, they're gung-ho about helping. And eventually the shine wears off, so then it turns into chores again. But they love it. They walk around in their little cowboy boots and their cowboy hats, and they have fun. It's a fun life.
We are talking with Luke and Abby Schramm on local food this morning. Their farm is called B&B Farm Co. And you mentioned that you have goats and you have cows. And when does the kidding start in the spring?
It kind of depends on when everybody gets bred, but I should start kidding here in a couple of weeks. I'll have some does that start having their babies. So usually most dairy goat farmers will start end of February, and then they'll go through roughly April. And that's kind of our big, kidding push, because then that way you've got kids big enough to breed in the fall if you wanted to, keep your does. So.
And having them in better weather rather than in the middle of winter when it's really cold and hard on them as well. So
yeah. Now, what kind of goats do you have?
We have Nubians. I have all Nubians. They're a full-size breed. They run roughly between 100 and 150 pounds, and they've got those long, dangly ears.
So they have long dangly ears, and they're milking goats, right?
They are, and they are not a super high-producing milking goat, but they are known for a higher butter fat. So if you were to compare them to dairy cows, they'd be kind of like the Jersey of the goat world, where they've got really good milk for cheese, and it's very sweet. They give about 3/4 of a gallon a day each, and then I have usually anywhere between 3 and 6 in milk at a time. So we get more than enough milk from them, and then we usually have a cow or two in milk at the same time, and we milk Jerseys as well. So we have an abundance of milk we use for cheese and, you know, for us, and we feed the piglets with it, and it's fun.
You get a lot of milk, so you're feeding pigs with milk, and you're using it for yourself, and you're making cheese. What kind of cheese do you make?
I haven't dabbled in hard cheeses yet. I've only ever done soft stuff like fromage blanc and mozzarella and some cream cheese and sour cream and stuff like that.
That sounds like a lot.
It's fun.
Now, you also have chickens. What kind of chickens do you have?
Right now, ours are just a variety of hens that have I've just kind of collected from here and there. And we've had a few chicks born on the farm, and then the hens stay, and they end up being, you know, laying hens. So right now, they're just a variety. And then we usually get some, what are the meat chickens called?
Oh, we've tried different breeds, but usually it's like a Cornish cross.
Yeah.
And we raise meat chickens as well. So those usually take, I don't know, 6-8 weeks to raise up, and do a few batches of those every summer as well. So.
Oh my goodness. And then you have pigs. Tell us about the pigs.
We have red wattle pigs, and right now we're actually in a downtime with the pigs because we just had our last one butchered a couple weeks ago. So right now that we're pigless, which is really odd, but we'll get some more this spring and start all over again with the pigs. But they're really fun to have because they're kind of they're a great farm garbage disposal. You can give them all your garden scraps, and we give them any extra milk we have, and they're really good at tilling up land. So when we first moved out to the new property, we built a fence around where my garden was going to go, and we just put the pigs in there, and they turned up all the sod, and they pushed up all the rocks, and all we had to do was go through and pick the rocks, and we were ready to plant. So they're a super handy farm animal to have.
Yeah, and they fertilize and everything. And is that a heritage breed, the red wattle?
Red wattles are, and they're a really nice breed to have. They're fairly docile, and they farrow or have piglets really easily, and they stick around. They got out every once in a while, but they still stick around pretty well. We really like that breed.
Okay, what about the horses?
The horses, they're pets. I've always had horses, and so I've got 4, and they're just riding horses. We ride and train, and I've trained for other people, so I've usually got extra horses here, too. So that's just kind of an extra little side hobby of mine that I've always loved to do. So they're just hay burners.
And Luke, you installed the solar system. What was that like, getting all that to work and all the upkeep for a farm like this?
You know, at first it was a little intimidating because I wasn't able to find anybody in Minnesota that was actually not only living off-grid, but also farming off-grid. So it was a little bit intimidating at first, but once I found after a lot of research, I found the proper components and everything like that. And, you know, the system, I can't really complain. Installation went really well on it. Luckily, I'm fairly mechanical, and then I had already done the research, and it just kind of went together for me pretty well, and I had a little bit of help from my dad and my brother, who are also pretty handy and that type of thing. But overall, once we have the system up, it's with solar. The nice thing is it's pretty maintenance free. You have to keep an eye on your batteries and make sure you're not overcharging those and that type of thing. But as far as the panels themselves, as long as there's no snow or any debris on them or anything like that, keep them clean and you're pretty much good to go. The hardest months are definitely December and January, when the sun seems to rarely appear. So in those 2 months, we do have a backup generator that automatically starts when the batteries go too low, and that does work very well. But to be quite honest, that's pretty much the only month that the generator runs on a consistent basis, where that it starts up frequently. Other than that, we have plenty of sun to keep our system going. So we're really, really happy with it for only being into it a little over a year at this point. So,
yeah, it's like those months are not only short on sun, but a lot of times they're pretty cloudy as well. So that's a kind of a double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. And we've done a lot of talking about that. And a lot of times those months, since it's cloudy and we have little storms rolling in and out. We don't have any wind set up yet, so that's definitely something that we're going to be adding this summer, is some couple of small residential type wind turbines that will kind of just hold us over when that sun isn't shining, because a lot of times, like I just said, when that sun isn't shining, it seems to be blowing a little bit. So
Now you installed solar panels, what has it just been a couple years ago now that you moved to this land and put those in?
Yep, not even 2 years. We just, it would have been the fall of 2015 when we started, and then we didn't actually get into the house until around Christmas that year. But, yeah, we're really into it just over a year at this point. So,
has solar technology become more efficient? It sounds like you actually get a lot out of your solar system.
We do.
Yeah, you do. It, not only has it become more efficient in the last close to 10 years, the panels have gotten better and everything like that, but they've also gotten less expensive. So for a lot of folks who originally might not have been a good option for them, now the prices have come down and they're creating a lot more energy out of them, so they're going really, really well.
Abby, are you the soap maker in the family?
Yeah, that started because of the goats. When we first got the goats, we had extra milk, and I hadn't started making cheese yet. So somebody had mentioned you should make goat milk soap because it's really good for your skin. And I was like, okay. So I just looked it up online, and I found a couple of recipes online, and I tested it out. And it's a lot like baking, honestly. And it was really fun. So my first couple of batches I made just for family and stuff, and then it turned into a little bit of a business. And so now that's what I do. I was a teacher for a few years, and then the boys started getting older and busier, and I decided to stay home with them and farm and make soap.
You know, your farm website is called WeDoSoap.com. Tell us more about your business. You do more than soap.
I do soap and lotion and body butters and lip balm and herbal salves and scrubs, and all kinds of bath and body products. And then hopefully last year at our new property, we tapped 150 maple trees, because we have maple trees on the new property. So that's really fun. And so hopefully we'll have syrup here too this year. We'll see what the weather does. It could end up being a bad year for sapping, because we've got this really warm weather now, and then when it freezes again, they slow down. So we'll just see how it goes. But that's something we're hoping to add here soon.
Have the trees started to run yet?
They have, yeah, which is not good. It's too early for that. So we're going to try and scramble and get a few taps in to see what we can collect here before it shuts off and see how it goes. So,
well, it sounds like you have your hands full. Do you raise fruits and vegetables at all?
Vegetables, yes. And actually, my mom is the bigger gardener. But we do vegetables, and we're hoping that we haven't put in any fruit trees or any sort of an orchard yet. So that's our plan for this year. So we're excited for the spring to come so we can get outside and start working outside again.
What is your plan for this spring? What are your projects that you have in mind for this year?
Our first big project is to turn our solar shed, because right now it's more like a lean-to that has the solar panels on it. We're going to turn that into a completely enclosed heated shop area, because the battery bank right now that we have and the generator are both stored in insulated fish houses. And while they work, they insulate. They don't keep the battery bank as warm as they need to really run efficiently in the winter. And so what we're going to do is we're going to turn that all into an enclosed solar shop. So that'll be our first project for the summer. And then after that, it'll be garden. We have a 20-acre field that we have to disc and get planted with hay so we can hay in the fall. And then we'll start planting trees, and I'll get my garden going. So,
oh, my, you're making me tired. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your farm story with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, that is Luke and Abby Schramm, and you can find more information about Luke and Abby at their website for B&B Farm Co., and it's called WeDoSoap.com. And we're also going to share their story and some photos and a link to their website at KAXE.org.